Millions of American students lack access to the technology they need to succeed in a digital world. Verizon Innovative Learning has provided free technology, free internet access, and hands-on learning experiences to help give under-resourced students the education they deserve. And the results are nothing short of amazing. Students show improvements in math and reading, and they're more engaged in school. Verizon Innovative Learning has helped over 1 million kids to date, and they'll help 2 million more by 2021. Learn more at verizoninnovativelearning.com/WS1.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And according to documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal, Google exposed the private data of hundreds of thousands of users of the Google Plus social network and then opted not to disclose the issue this past spring, in part because of fears that doing so would draw regulatory scrutiny and cause reputational damage. And here we are. The Journal's Douglas McMillan has the story. He joins us after these tech headlines. Amazon notified some customers that their email addresses were shared with an outside seller on its platform in complete violation of the company's policy. The Journal said it had identified and fired the employee responsible for sharing the information. No other customer information was disclosed, and the seller who received it was blocked from selling on Amazon. The Wall Street Journal reported last month that some employees inside Amazon had been bribed to provide third-party sellers on its marketplace with internal information, including email addresses. It wasn't immediately clear whether the dismissal disclosed Friday resulted from the same investigations. In the 5G race, airway auctions are the next rivalry. A new battle for cellular airwaves is underway as governments around the world start to auction off spectrum for mobile coverage, the kind of power that could provide near-instant video downloads, help run factories, control gadgets, and navigate driverless cars. Countries have long sold airwave rights for cellular service, but places like Britain and Spain this year held their first major auctions for radio frequencies. Demand for 5G airwaves or spectrum, even in this early stage, is heating up. Auctions, including for 3G and 4G, and potentially in a decade for 6G, typically sell 10 or 20-year leases to airwaves. So if a carrier misses out now, it may have to wait a decade or two for its next chance. Employers across the U.S. economy shed an estimated 90,000 core tech jobs in September, reversing IT employment gains from the previous month, while job postings for tech positions continue to decline. This is according to an analysis of Labor Department jobs data released Friday. Despite declines in August, the IT industry overall has added an estimated 67,000 jobs since January. Hiring around cybersecurity is also a bright spot, with U.S. employers posting more than 103,000 job openings so far this year. Coming up in bad timing news, Google has exposed the private data of hundreds of thousands of users of Google Plus, what you need to know. Google has exposed the private data of hundreds of thousands of users of the Google Plus social network and then opted not to disclose the issue this past spring. The Journal now learns that as part of its response to the incident, the company plans to announce a sweeping set of data privacy measures that include permanently shutting down all consumer functionality of Google Plus. Let's get the latest details. Joining us now from our DC Bureau, actually, with more is The Wall Street Journal's Douglas McMillan. Welcome.
Hi there.
First off, what do these documents say about how and when this data got exposed and how then it was handled?
Right. So between 2015 and earlier this year, in March of 2018, there was a bug in Google Plus software. The social network basically was designed to make personal profile data available to outside developers, but only if users gave those developers permission to. What the bug did was it allowed outside developers to get access to not only those users' personal information, but also their friends' profile data, even if the friends' profile data was marked as private. So we're talking about gender, birth date, occupation, even things like relationship status could have been scooped up by these outside developers over that time period.
Wow. So this internal memo, it says Google has no evidence since outside developers misuse the data. But as usual, there's no way of knowing for sure, correct?
Yeah, the line that they're pushing that they have no evidence, I think it's misleading at best, because they really have done very little investigation to come to a full conclusion that there was no data misuse or collected by any suspicious apps. Essentially, their review of the situation consisted of looking at what apps had access to this type of information, testing those apps on their own, basically downloading the apps and playing with them, and just making an assessment, making judgment calls on whether or not they look suspicious. I think that, you know, when you're doing an investigation into misuse by bad actors or potential unscrupulous actors, it's hard to find, you know, stuff when you don't know what you're looking for. So the idea that they're pushing that there was no misuse that they found sort of belies the fact that they really didn't seem to have dug in very hard to look for any misuse.
Right. And we see this immediate action from Google, or maybe not so. I guess there's more to this story because Google Plus, you know, in 2011, that was the big challenge to Facebook. It seems like the end of a very slow death for Google Plus. So what happens now?
Yeah, I mean, one of the jokes in the reaction to the story is, well, who cares about this because no one uses Google Plus? The funny thing about that is actually a lot of people are members of Google Plus who don't even realize it.
Right.
Because over the years, Google has, in order to juice the numbers of the social network, has required people to sign up for Google Plus in order to do things like post a video to YouTube. They no longer do that, but they had that requirement for a few years. And as a result, at one point, tens or even hundreds of millions of people had accounts for Google Plus. So, you know, this data, potential data breach, only affected people if they actually went into their Google Plus profile and entered any data. So, you know, if anyone is concerned they may have been affected by this, you should just go look at your Google Plus profile and see if there was data there that you're worried about somebody getting their eyes on. But what is this? What happens going forward is Google's going to shut down Google Plus pretty much completely, which is a pretty drastic step.
Right.
But I think it's probably one that they've been potentially have been looking for a reason to do that for a long time, because strategically it's not that important for them.
And speaking of Facebook, you know, it's seen a large bulk of big tech's data scrutiny for sure. Here comes Google with this bombshell. How big of a, you know, black eye is this for them in their reputation?
I think it's a big deal because Google has prided itself over the course of this Facebook Cambridge Analytica ordeal as a company that this wouldn't happen to.
Mm-hmm.
Its executives have suggested that they, you know, take data privacy very seriously and that its systems were less likely than Facebook's to be breached in this way. We still don't have evidence that they were breached. You know, this is still at this point is a potential breach. However, I think that you're going to see a lot of soul searching from people inside the company as well as outside the company. The other context right now is that the company is in a lot of heat in Washington. That's why I'm in Washington right now. I'm the Google reporter and I'm meeting with folks who are all telling me that, you know, Google is what's for dinner right now with a lot of lawmakers and regulators in Washington. They're all focused on what, you know, what steps should the government be taking to rein in the power of this company in particular. So for this to have happened and for Google CEO Sundar Pichai to be scheduled to actually come to Washington and testify before Congress in the coming weeks sometime, it's going to make for an interesting story, and it's definitely going to be a tricky situation for this company to handle.
Yeah, it's going to be a big story we're all going to have our eyes on. So we always thank you for the latest, Douglas. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for having me.
And that is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.